This is Hash It Out with Jane, and I'm your host, Jane Hash. Thanks for downloading the second half of my interview with the lovely holistic crusader, Loren Lorena. After this brief message from our sponsor, Loren will share details of her body reconstructive surgery and where she currently stands on her holistic path.
You already know that you can be making additional income by selling items on eBay, but do you know the inside secrets and tips that will allow you to achieve your maximum success? If not, you need personal instruction from eBay certified expert Robin Hyatt. Robin is one of 38 people in the world trained directly by eBay as a certified eBay education specialist. For over 10 years, Robin has coached eBay sellers, helping them generate hundreds of thousands of dollars in sales from the comfort of their own homes. She can help you too. Robin offers her affordable consultation services on-site, online, or by phone 7 days a week. Act now and learn the secrets of eBay success from certified eBay business consultant Robin Hyatt. To find out more about how Robin can help you start making money on eBay, visit her website at auctionsalestraining.com. That's auctionsalestraining.com.
So I lived in this skin body bag for 10 years. And let me tell you, Victoria's Secret's a godsend because they can hike and tuck and, you know, but still I didn't wear anything shorter than a 3/4 length sleeve between the ages of 17 and 27. And when I was 27, I decided, amongst other life circumstances that I had roller coastered through, that I was going to pull all my resources together and have what I call a total body reconstructive surgery. So I sought out the best medical professionals, surgeons, etc., and had a multitude of procedures done by one of the top 10 surgeons in the United States, where I had brachioplasty, abdominoplasty, a total body lift, a breast lift. As I'm hiking them up here.
I gotta say, he did a really good job on your boobs.
You know, I can do the Darth Vader theme right now, so I don't need a man. No, but he even, like, you know, placed the muscles in the abdomen so they would have their best aesthetic appeal when everything was said and done. Here I am after this 9-hour surgery, and I don't feel awake, alive, and present in my body. I feel like $1 million because I'm wearing tank tops with this bloody gauze and scars wide open on my arms, but, you know, I don't feel present in my body, which most people could relate to. Say we become detached from things or go out of body when we experience trauma. So I'm like, well, okay, what do I do now? And I reverted back to my upbringing with the all fresh nutritional things, incorporating that as a lifestyle, you know, different essential oils, the color puncture, more elite forms of yogic technology, and things where my surgeon would be the first person to stand next to me today and say, you know, there's something to the modalities that she used with herself because she's living proof. She's my prodigy, and I've never had anyone bounce back as quickly, if not, you know, as an entirety, as my best, you know, one of my best cases, which I was featured at Case of the Month, and he literally would give that testimony. But yeah, that was the journey. I mean, there's so much more to it. I was recently published in a healing collaborative called The Chakra Journey, and the website for the book is thechakrajourney.com. There's also a Facebook page for it, and I wrote the chapter on the solar plexus, which was completely relevant because not only is solar plexus, you know, the esoteric yogic term for the orange symbolized, you know, hara or stomach where our energy center and power resides, but it's also, if you Google or Wikipedia it, a literal anatomical and medical term. you know, for the waist area of the body. I would love for you guys to check that out.
So what was the holistic path taking you now? What's next?
Well, you know what? I just can't help. I feel that I'm being guided to just channel all this wonderful energy and image into what I've just founded, which is holistichealthcrusade.com. So I consider myself a holistic health crusader, and I'm starting my holistic health crusade. And basically, I have a YouTube channel now. We're doing different videos, and it could be very touchy with a lot of people because I respect all lifestyle choices. But for me, I consider myself a flexitarian. And since I was 8 years old, I have harvested my own food with my compound bow. Now it's all popular with Brave and the Hunger Games, but I'm like the real Hunger Games girl because I've been doing this since I was 8 years old.
I have seen your photos with your fresh cures.
Which, you know, this is very, it's unique to the area that I grew up in because I live 12 miles from the hub of Manhattan in the Jersey suburbs. So right where I'm at, like, you know, there's no woods, no nothing. Like, I was born in Elizabeth, and, you know, people I used to bring over in high school for a pool party, I lived by a golf course, had, like, the next town over had never seen a deer in their life until they came back here. You know, not that we are able to hunt back here, but I was fortunate in that aspect to grow up, you know, being a little bit more connected to the earth than most people in my general area and things. But yes, we just put up our first video, basically just announcing the crusade. We're going to be putting up more videos, just talking about different topics. And I will get into, you know, the thing about harvesting your own food with love and gratitude and how it doesn't get more free range than that. And all that kind of thing, and how I do the research on the genes of the animal, and yeah, I'm just a nut about it.
Are you going to do any videos focused on diet, nutrition, and body image? Because it's such a hot topic, and there are so many, specifically women, that are really torturing and abusing their bodies.
Yes, absolutely. The key and the foundation to everything I'm doing with the Holistic Health Crusade is nutrition.
So are there any other projects that you would like to promote that we have not covered?
I mean, I would just love for everybody to just like my fan page on Facebook. It's Loren M. Lorino, CNHP on Facebook. You know, feel free to add me. That's how I do most of my communications with, you know, what I'm up to. I have been doing a lot of social media and public appearances lately, so I'm always up for that. I also am a certified life coach, and I specialize in body image and bridging the gap between traditional and plastic surgery cases. You know, because if I was not a naturopath, I would have never thought I went this route, but that's just where my path took me and where I was guided so that I can be that living, breathing example to be able to articulate the entire processes start to finish of what I went through to help somebody else accelerate and for somebody else to expect. Because like we were talking about earlier with doctors as your employees, you know, I find that my best teachers and gurus have been the ones who have lived through the experience. And that is why I'm so grateful and thankful and blessed that I'm a younger individual that has had such a tremendous first Saturn return, so that now with this image I can go and just, you know, help the world.
And I think you're a great example of it doesn't have to be one way or the other. Traditional medicine and modern medicine, whatever you want to call it, naturopathic, allopathic, there is a time and a place for all of it. And it can work together.
That's exactly what I mean by a flexitarian. And I'll tell you that, you know, I've been there where I've been the extremist on different diets. I've been the extreme vegan. I've been the extreme, you know, pescatarian. I've been the extreme paleo dieter. But I needed to experience experiment with myself, and as I read on the wall at Kripalu, life is one big experiment, so that I could be able to relate and help and convey and accept people at the levels where they are at. So it's all about just being open-minded, finding out what works for each individual's constitution, beliefs, and preferences.
That's challenging for a lot of people to grasp, that there isn't one solution that works for everyone.
Right, and you know what? Even with ourselves, you know, just because we need this nutrient today doesn't mean we're going to need it tomorrow. We are ever evolving. Just because that was my favorite CD last week, I can't stand that song this week. You know, we need to learn to be gentle with ourselves and accept ourselves and know that we're human. And that's what I talk about with the Holistic Health Crusade.
And I have all of your contact information on the blog so people can look you up and check out your stuff. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's been a lot of fun, and you'll have to come back and keep us up to date on where you're at on your holistic path.
I can't wait to hash it out again, Jane.
Woo!
Throw your hands up and holler when you don't know what
For more information about topics and people discussed in this episode, visit my blog at hashitoutwithjane.blogspot.com. If you have any comments, questions, or you just want to tell me how amazing I am, send me an email at hashitoutwithjane@gmail.com.